Welcome to today's episode. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth Marketing, the premier growth partner exclusively for independent jewelers. If you have ever stared at your Google Ads dashboard wondering why you are spending $3,000 a month and not seeing a clear return, you are definitely not alone. Google Ads can be one of the most powerful tools in a jewelry store marketing arsenal, or it can be a massive money pit. The difference almost always comes down to your bidding strategy. Google has been aggressively pushing smart bidding, their automated machine learning system, for years. On paper, it sounds wonderful. You tell Google your goal, like a target return on ad spend, and the algorithm figures out how to get there. But for most independent jewelers, smart bidding actually backfires. Let us talk about why that happens and what you should be doing instead. Smart bidding relies heavily on machine learning to set bids at auction time based on signals like device, location, and search history. But the catch is that smart bidding desperately needs data to work properly. Google generally recommends at least 30 conversions per month in a campaign before smart bidding performs reliably. For an independent jewelry store running a targeted local campaign, you might only be getting 8 to 12 conversions a month. That is simply not enough data. The algorithm guesses more than it learns, and those guesses get expensive very quickly. Many stores set a target ROAS of 800% only to wonder why they are only showing up for generic engagement ring terms that never convert, while their best high-intent customers never see their ads. This leads right into the three major smart bidding mistakes we see independent jewelers make all the time. First, setting targets too aggressive too early. If your trailing 30-day ROAS is 200% and you tell Google you want 600%, the system will throttle your traffic so severely you will barely show up. Start with a realistic target that matches your actual performance and let it stabilize before raising it gradually. Second, running smart bidding without proper conversion tracking. If you are tracking basic website visits as a conversion, you are essentially training the algorithm to get you the wrong results efficiently. Proper conversion tracking for jewelry stores needs to include phone call conversions lasting over 60 seconds, form submissions, appointment requests, and direction requests for local intent searches. Third, ignoring the learning period. Every time you make a major change to a campaign, you trigger a learning period that needs 2 to 3 weeks of stability. If you panic and change things on day 5, you reset the clock and create total instability. So, when does manual CPC still win for independent jewelers? When you are running tight campaigns with limited conversion volume, like a branded campaign for your store name or a specific campaign for lab-grown diamonds, manual CPC gives you precise control without feeding an undernourished algorithm. The smart play is a hybrid approach, using manual CPC on your highest value and lowest volume campaigns, and saving smart bidding for your higher volume local intent campaigns once you actually have enough data. Let us look at the economics of this. If your average ticket is $1,800 for engagement rings or custom work, and your gross margin is around 45%, you need to recover at least $810 per sale just to break even on product. Ads are a top line expense, and if you are spending $300 to acquire a customer worth $1,800, that is a 600% ROAS. But here is the complication for jewelry stores. Many customers click your ad, browse your site, and then come into your physical store a week later to buy. That offline conversion is completely invisible to Google unless you are importing offline conversion data from your point of sale system. Without it, your Google Ads account looks like it has terrible performance, and smart bidding will throttle your best campaigns. Now, we also have to talk about the elephant in the room, which is Performance Max. Google pushes PMax as an all-in-one campaign type, but for jewelry stores, PMax has a major flaw. It will eat your branded search traffic and report it as new customer acquisition because it realizes people searching your store name convert extremely well. Meanwhile, your actual prospecting of new customers gets starved. The fix is to run a dedicated brand exclusion list in PMax and pair it with a separate branded campaign where you control bids manually. At Deep Earth Marketing, we structure our campaigns into clear tiers, starting with a branded campaign on manual CPC using 15 to 20% of the budget, followed by high-intent local campaigns once data volume supports it. If you want to see what we can do for your store, head over to deepearthmkt.com. You can answer a few quick questions to get a free preview of your custom marketing strategy and a personalized ad preview for your jewelry store with no obligation whatsoever Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.